بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد On behalf of our respected Sheikh Hafidahullah, the staff and the volunteers at the Islamic Dawah Academy, I would like to extend a warm welcome to all our brothers here to this 23rd Annual Youth Conference of the Islamic Dawah Academy. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It is a great bounty and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has given us all the tawfiq to assemble and gather here for this conference. The first and foremost thing that we should embed in our minds is that we have not come, but rather Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has brought us here. Muslims live in thousands in this country. From amongst them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the tawfiq to take out a day, some hours from our time to come and participate and listen to the words of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we ponder over our lives, my dear brothers, we will come to this conclusion that the life that we are living and that we have lived in the past, we are not worthy of even being here. We are not worthy of even taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He loves us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is merciful upon us, which is why He gives us opportunity upon opportunity, chance upon chance, to come back to Him, to make a positive change in our lives. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has brought us here. Let us sit here with an open heart and an open mind. Whatever has happened in the past, let's make tawbah right now, seated here in the masjid, in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawbah needs only a second. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "An-nadmu at-tawbah." A person, he feels regret upon his past, and he makes a firm resolution not to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the future. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven him. So it is never too late to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Inna Allah ta'ala yaqbalu tawbat al-abdi ma lam yughargir." Until a person does not reach his last moments and his soul does not start to come out from his body, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive him. So it is never too late for anyone, no matter how many sins a person may have committed, no matter how sinful he may feel, no matter how dirty he may feel about himself, it is never too late for us to mend our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the fact that Allah has brought us here is a good omen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes to give us something. We will only invite that person into our house. We will open the door to that person whom we want to give. Otherwise, we will act as if we are not at home. So Allah has brought us here. We can take good omen from this that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He wants to give us something. So it is never too late, and neither is it ever too early. Sometimes shaitan, especially when we are young, he puts a thought in our mind that becoming religious, becoming muttaqi is very important. To follow Shariat is very important, but not now. I'm only 20, 25, 30, I'm still young. Let me enjoy my life. And when I reach 50, 60, I'll go for Hajj, and I'll find a sheikh, and then I'll make a positive change in my life. But now it's too early. It's too early for me to become religious. So as I said, it's never too late, and it's never too early. Because nobody knows when the time will be up. When the time will be up, then it'll be too late. So we should make this intention from now. An Arab poet, he says, أذان المرء حين الطفل يأتي وتأخير الصلاة إلى الممات دليل على أن الحياة يسير كما بين الأذان والصلاة. That أذان المرء حين الطفل يأتي, when a child is born, the Adhan is said in his ear. وتأخير الصلاة إلى الممات, it is as if this is the Adhan which is being said for his janaza salah. And the salah is now extended till the time that this person leaves this world. So he gives a lesson from this, that أَذَانُ الْمَرْءِ حِينَ الطِّفْلُ يَأْتِي وَتَأْخِيرُ الصَّلَاةِ إِلَى الْمَمَاتِ دَلِيلٌ عَلَىٰ أَنَّ الْحَيَاةَ يَسِيرٌ, is a sign that this life of ours is very short. كَمَا بَيْنَ الْأَذَانِ وَالصَّلَاةِ, the Adhan is said 5, 10, 15 minutes, maximum half an hour, and the salah starts. So our Adhan has been said, and our salah is going to be read very soon. So it is never too late.
and it is never too early. Let us all make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala right now and make this intention that whatever we hear, whatever we listen to, we will take these advices on board. We will use the words of the speaker as a mirror to view our lives in and make an intention to go back to our cities, to our countries and make positive changes in our life. So we should all listen very attentively with adab, with respect. Try and sit in the program. Don't be distracted by your friends or by this and that. Keep your mobile phones off if you can. If there is any need, then you can keep it on silent. Don't let your mobile phone distract you from your objective. We had made so much sacrifice to come from different cities, from different places, and Shaitan, he never gives up. After making all of this sacrifice, he won't feel that now he's on the road to Leicester, he's going to the conference, so let me make my effort on the rest of the people in this city. No, he'll join us, and he'll try to make sure that we do not maximize our time that we have spent and the sacrifice that we have given. So we should always remain on guard, don't let things distract you, and try to listen with an open heart and mind. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our gathering here. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this conference of ours. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a means of hidayah and guidance for us and for the rest of humanity. And just as a reminder to the brothers that any sort of videoing or photography is strictly prohibited. So I request you to respect this and refrain from doing so. Now to start our program for today, I will first of all call upon a student of our Madrasa Jamia Riyadhul Ulum, Muhammad Al-Hassan, to enlighten us with some recitation of the Qur'an.